Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Let's pray for souls. We want everyone to go to heaven. So, Father, we're praying today for every boy and girl, man and woman, in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're also praying for their past, present, and future spouses, and all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. And yes, Lord, we're expanding all our aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, and nieces, believing you for them also. Father, by faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every boy and girl, man and woman of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus, please reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And yes, Lord, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, and they'd be gloriously born again from above. We pray, Father, you'll get every person to a good, godly, Bible-believing teaching church, that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Every Christian will become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out, Father, for all the demon-possessed, demonized, and captives to be set free, and yes, all the sick to be healed from every sickness, disease, pestilence, no matter what it is. In Jesus' name. And yes, Lord, for your people to walk in the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. But also, Father, we pray for the Jewish people. We have such great a debt of gratitude to them. We are agreeing, Father, that you're removing the blinders and scales from the hearts and minds of the Jewish people. They are seeing that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, Savior, and Lord, and they're humbling themselves and repenting and getting gloriously born again from above and getting into good churches. According to your word, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to your word, we declare they have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Please restore all that land to them, Father, because you've given it to them. And then we pray for your hedge of protection and your protection about the nation Israel and the Jewish people. And Father, if anyone tries to harm them, Father God, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would destroy them. And we agree for that in Jesus' name. And also, Father, we are so thankful, Father, you answered our prayers and by putting your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance into the White House. We're praying for them. We're praying for all of Trump's past, present, future appointees. Again, their extended family members. Number one, we're praying for their salvation. You would grant every one of them repentance of sins and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'd get Holy Spirit baptized and filled. We pray for your angelic protection about them and your hedge of protection about them. And Father, they would make all decisions based upon the Word of God and our Constitution, and you would give them great grace and boldness. We agree for that right now. And Father, continue, Father, not only with your mighty angelic host, but with through the Trump administration, you would expose and drive out of this country every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker. All that have come into America to do evil will be exposed and driven out of this country, never to return again. And we declare that in Jesus' name. Father, we declare you're exposing and destroying the bird flu virus, the monkeypox virus, all viruses that they are created in those bio labs. You're destroying and annihilating them right now in Jesus' name. You're destroying and annihilating the buildings they do to build them in. And also, Father, we agree you're annihilating every vaccination that is being created to harm, maim, and kill your people. We agree for that right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask your hedge of protection about our water grid. which includes the water in our wells and city waters, protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants, continue to protect our electricity, gas, oil, and coal, our entire power grid. And Father, don't let any person or nation hack, poison, or compromise these in any way, shape, or form. And we agree for that right now, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. It was biolabs. I couldn't remember that word, biolabs. Yes, Lord, destroy them all. Okay, well, we're going to be talking about salvation, and we know we talked about baptism. But I want you to, even if you're already saved, you need to understand how grateful you should be for your salvation and never forget who you were before you got saved, okay? That's important. It keeps you a little more humble as you deal with others. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you, okay, he's talking to the Ephesian believers. He's talking to every Christian today. You, are you a born-again believer? He's talking to you. And you hath he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Did you hear that? Dead? Do you know you used to be dead? Well, how can that be? No, you were not dead physically. You were dead spiritually. Hopefully you understood that when you came to get born again. Let's back that up again with the Word of God. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, and we'll begin in verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, of course you know that's Adam, and death by sin. And death passed upon all men, the death sentence passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Okay, Adam and Eve sinned, right? Ever since that time, every boy and girl, man and woman has been born with a sin nature. We died spiritually in the garden. Okay. So keep that in mind. You were born alive physically, but you were born dead spiritually, and it all goes back to Adam. Okay. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. You know, we say, oh, that Adam, why did he have to mess up? Well, the thing is, you'd have done the same thing. Have you ever known right from wrong and done the wrong thing? Okay. You'd have done the same thing Adam did. Just remember that, okay. In fact, when you knew right and wrong as a young person, you did wrong, evil things, right? Okay. Verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if the offense of one, that's Adam, many are dead, much more the grace of God. Oh, now this is good news. And the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. Ah, Jesus. Adam messed everything up, and Jesus has provided salvation for mankind. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 16. And not it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, Adam sinned. But here, listen to this, but the free gift. You know what salvation is a free gift, right? But you got to receive it. But it is a free gift. But the free gift is of many offenses and the justification, which means to be declared righteous. For if by one man's offense death reigned, Adam, by one, much more they. Now let this be you right here. And it hasn't taken place yet. Let it be today. They who receive abundance of grace, God's unmerited favor, and the gift of righteousness. Did you understand? It's a gift. You can't earn it. The gift of righteousness shall reign in life. That means life now. How? By one Jesus Christ. So you got to have Jesus living in you. You've got to receive his free gift of salvation. When you receive him, all your sins are placed upon Jesus, and he gives you his righteousness, right standing with God, and it's according to his grace. That's how come we love Jesus so much, right? Okay. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift, again, free gift, came upon all men unto the justification of life. For if by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, that means all of us, so by the obedience of one, that's Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. You see, you and I needed, and back in the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, God had to give his law so you would know that you were lawbreakers and you needed God. And then when Jesus came along, you would receive his son Jesus because you realize, hey, I can't do all the things God expects me to do. I have broken his laws. I have broken his commandments. I do need a Savior. Okay. The law proves that. The Ten Commandments prove that, right? Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, oh, here's good news, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, remember Romans 6:23? For the wages of sin is death, and that means eternal death, separated from God forever in hell. Bad news, but don't stop there. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. You can't get good enough. You have to receive it by faith, right? Okay. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. How? By Jesus Christ our Lord. It all comes through Jesus, right? Okay. So we were spiritually dead because of Adam's sin. But again, when we got old enough to know right from wrong, we did the wrong things. We chose we'd have done the same thing. So we've got sin in our life, and therefore we need Jesus. Everyone needs Jesus. Well, good news. He came from down from heaven, lived a sinlessly perfect life, went to the cross, died for our sins, shed his blood. By his stripes brought healing, eternal life. He rose again the third day. Thank you, Jesus. But let's continue. Verse 2, in which in times past, that means before you got saved, you remember you weren't always a Christian, okay? In times past you walked, you lived according to the course of this world, okay? Not talking about planet Earth, talking about according to this fallen world system. You surely figured that out by now, okay? According to the prince of the power of the air. Do you know who the prince of the power of the air is? That's Satan. Not only is God real, the devil's real. If you serve God very long, you know it. Okay, I've had demons threaten me, talk to me. God just doesn't talk to you. The devil talks to you. Do you understand that? They mock that in Hollywood, but I'm just telling you that's the reality of life. Okay. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience. Remember, all lost people, and if you're lost, the devil is guiding you around by the nose, but you don't know it. You think you're just living your own life. No, you're doing the dirty, nasty things he wants you to do. That's why you need to get saved. Okay. But notice it says to the courts of this world. Well, let me prove this to you. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3-6. We'll see who the God of this world is. 2 Corinthians 4:3, but if our gospel, that's the good news of Jesus Christ, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. That means lost spiritually. That means you haven't been born again or saved yet. In whom the God, notice it's little g, not the real God, the God of this age, that's Satan. What has he done? Hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. They can't see it. You used to not be able to see it. So you understand that, don't you? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. How? In the face of Jesus Christ. And if you're born again, you know it. You saw that Jesus is alive. He's real. He wanted to save you, and you said yes. Oh, praise God. And you continue to say yes, right, to Jesus' lordship over every area of your life. But again, the world system is being governed by the devil. You understand that. Remember, the last 4 years under the other president was total 100% devil, okay? Evil, unrighteousness, ungodliness. Everything God hates was done by the last administration for 4 years. But you know that if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you probably think everything was okay. Well, it wasn't okay. And praise God, we got someone that's helping us to get some of that corrected anyway. Okay, we'll talk about the world right now for a minute. Remember what Jesus said, John 15, 18? If the world hates you, now you know it's not planet Earth he's talking about. Planet Earth doesn't hate you. God created Earth for man to live on. The world system, the people who are not yet saved, who are being influenced, dictated to, and some of them love and serve the devil. Okay, Jesus is talking to his followers. Okay, those who are born again. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So Jesus is telling us, hey guys, I came to the world. Some people got saved and accepted me, but the religious leaders, they're the nastiest of all, didn't receive me. The Roman leaders and them didn't receive me. The world system hated me, so they'll hate you. That's kind of bad news. But the good news is, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. But let's continue. If you were of the world, which you were before you got saved, the world would love its own, and it does love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, do you realize Jesus chose you from eternity past? Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you glad he chose you? Okay. Therefore, the world system, the devil and his kingdom, and those people who are lost, hateth you. Okay. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. They don't know Father God. They don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore they persecute us, right? Okay, remember some of your friends, once you got saved, didn't want to hang around you with you anymore because you refused to do the dirty, nasty things you used to do when you were lost. You can't do those things anymore. And therefore, your old friends don't like you anymore. They make fun of you, because they love their sin. But you pray for them and witness to them and believe they'll get saved also. But you just need to know the world system hates you, okay? Jesus said that. He warned us. He didn't say, well, they might like you. No, they hate you, okay? And then we're talking a little bit more about the world system in James chapter 4, verse 4. And this is probably one of the most hardcore verses in the New Testament. Ye adulterers and adulteresses. Now, many times it's talking about sex. No, not this time. It's talking about spiritual adultery. Okay. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship of the world, that means with the world system, going back under that ungodly living, is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Ooh. So you are never to be a friend of the world system. And what that means is you don't compromise with evil. You call good, good, and evil, evil. You see, one of the greatest signs of the end times, and we're going to get back to that. I just got back from a prophecy conference, and we got many end time things to share, but I need to process some of them, and we'll have some messages to go with that. But the thing is, the world system is against God, and they don't like you. And you are not to compromise. You know, again, let me get back to one of the greatest evidences that Jesus is coming back. Do you know many mainline churches have compromised? And they've given into wokeness. They preach social justice and critical race theory, which is from the pit of hell. And it came from communism. Did you know that? They preach that homosexualism and lesbianism is okay. And transgenderism is okay. All things from the pit of hell. They have compromised. They promote them. And sometimes they put preachers in that are queers Do you understand that? Well, that's an abomination to God, but God said, 1 Timothy 4 and many other scriptures, that would happen just before Jesus comes back. So on one hand, it's totally evil, and we cry out against it, but also it's a good news sign showing Jesus is coming very soon. But they have chosen to either go back, or maybe they weren't saved at all, some of those preachers and seminary people. Maybe they just were never saved at all. But anyway, they've compromised, and God hates their compromise, but it just shows Jesus is coming back soon. So what does God say? Doesn't matter what Gary says. Whosoever shall be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So there's mainline churches that are enemies of God, and if you're in one of those compromising churches, get out. Run, Forrest, run. Do you get the picture here? Okay. Well, let's go on. Among whom we all had our manner of life in times past. We all have a past. I have a past. I've had so many sins and from my former life I've had to repent of. And I've had to repent of sins since I've gotten saved as Christians, giving in to the devil, sometimes him tricking me up. So we all have to confess our sins daily, but we're to walk in victory. No compromise. But the thing is, when you do fall, repent and get back up and go forward with Jesus again. But he's just making the point here. He's talking to Christians. Remember, before you got saved, you were just as dirty, as nasty as the people that aren't saved now. That's a little humbling, right? Among whom also we also had our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh. We did what we wanted. If it felt good, we did it. And we did. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. You thought about it. Oh, I like that. Let's do it. But you weren't considering God or his word, were you? And were by nature, just being born, the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, so remember, before you got saved, you were a child of wrath. But God in his love reached out to you. People were praying for you. You heard the word of God. You received testimonies, and you got saved. Thank you, Jesus. We want everyone saved, right? Okay. But God, this is good news, who is rich in mercy. Now, I want to tell you, I am thankful God is rich in mercy. Remember, when you receive mercy, you don't get what you deserve. That is very good news. Now, you received great mercy when you got saved because all your sins were forgiven, but you receive mercy as a Christian when you mess up and have to repent. Oh, you mean you can still get mercy after you're a Christian even when you mess up? Let me prove that to you. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. It's a throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Don't let the devil will tell you when you sin, you dirty. Number one, he's the one that tempted you. Oh, you understand that? But you give it and do it, and then the devil tells you you're a dirty dog. God can't use you anymore. You must not be saved. The devil's a liar. No, just deal with it. Humble yourself, Lord Jesus. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Or, Lord, I should have done it, and I didn't do it. Okay, and then get back up and keep serving God. Receive his mercy and grace and keep going forward with Jesus, okay? No Christians are perfect. You figured that out, right? Not only yourself, but all those around you, okay? But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, oh, you better believe it, with which he loved us. And he loves everyone. Remember that, John 3:16? For God so loved the world, not planet Earth, the people in planet Earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God has provided salvation through Jesus. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, before we got saved, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Remember, you got saved. The Holy Spirit supernaturally came into your spirit, man. You were washed in Jesus' blood. The Holy Spirit regenerated you, and the Holy Spirit came to live in your spirit, man, and now you're a new creature in Christ, and you're alive in Jesus. And here's good news. And I don't have time to deal with it to get through the message, but hath raised us up, already taken place, together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So now, positionally, ever born again believer is seated with Jesus in the heavenlies. That's in the third heavens right now. You are saved, you are going to heaven, and you're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. That's your spiritual possession. And there's so much to share on that, but I don't have time. That in the ages to come, that means hundreds and thousand years from now, he might show to every believer, the born-again ones, the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For those who are not saved, we need to get verse 8 and 9. For by grace, God's unmerited favor, you do not deserve it. Are you saved? That means born again, become a Christian, have your sins forgiven, saved, salvation. For by grace, you don't deserve it. Are you saved? Well, how? Through faith. Faith in Jesus and what he did for you on the cross, dying for your sins and raising again. You're trusting in him. It's his blood that washes away your sin, okay? And that not of yourselves. You can't get good enough or religious enough to get to heaven. It is the gift of God. We read that before in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a free gift. Oh, I could never live the Christian life. Well, you can't without Jesus, but once you repent and give Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. He gives you new desires and wants to, and yes, you can now, and you want to, live the Christian life. But you're right, you can't do it without Jesus. That's why you got to get saved. And then just very plainly, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's no braggers in heaven. Do you understand that? All people who are in heaven used to be dirty, rotten, filthy, low down, no good sinners. That's the only kind of people God saves, is nasty, dirty people. That was me. That was you before you got saved. And if we get in the flesh, we can still do dirty, nasty things, and it will cost you, but you can repent and have mercy, okay? And then let's get to the last verse. You're saved, you love Jesus, you receive his mercy and grace. Remember this, for we are his workmanship. He saved us. Yeah, you got saved, but you're not saved if he didn't save you, if you didn't have a real deal encounter with Jesus, okay? For we are his workmanship, created unto Jesus unto good works. That's where good works come in. Now, as a born-again believer, regenerated by the Holy Spirit, my sins forgiven, Jesus lives in me. My body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Father God is now my Father. Now I can fulfill the purpose of God, which means doing good works, his good works, from that day forward until he calls us up to heaven. So Christians don't do good works to get saved. We do good works because we are saved. And the power of God and the grace of God is with us and in us. That's important. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and two good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, a lifestyle of doing good works. I need to ask you, do you know for sure if you die today, you would go to heaven? Does Jesus live within you? Well, if you're not sure, let's take care of that now. Let's do business with Jesus. Dear God, I confess that I'm a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sins and rose again. I understand it's only your blood that washes away my sin. Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you right now. I want you. I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart and be my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.